Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
Hello again, everybody. I can't hear myself yet. Am I in the phones? I can't hear me. Can you? Which one are we? Check. 1, 2, test. All right, here we go. I'm there now. All right. Happy Wednesday evening to everybody. We're back at it after got kind of 2 weeks off. Last week I was in Florida, and the week before we had some technical difficulties because of big changes in the building itself where we do this, and new phone systems were installed, and it got very disjointed and confusing for all of us.
It was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, days and days worth a whole lot of fun. Anyway, this is Brian Beebe, once again, we're brought to you by Sorrento's at the Wilderness and Monk's Bar and Grill, 6 locations all over the state. And Wednesday nights, MadisonTalks.com, right here. We're live on Facebook. You can call in if the number's still here, is it? You can call in, talk to me, talk to Mike, talk to the walls, whatever you want to do. We can talk about anything you feel like. I brought some notes, some things to talk about. I promised that I wasn't going to talk about Florida because I know a lot of you didn't get to get away and get out of this slop that we're living in right now in this cold. And I know how long it gets. And maybe, I'm spitballing here, but maybe it seems longer when you get away and come back to it like this. And if you just stayed here the whole time and dug in and tried to put up with the cold, maybe spring would come sooner. I don't know. But, you know, Groundhog's Day doesn't matter much. I got up on Groundhog Day and looked out and saw my own shadow, and it means 6 more weeks of Jenny Craig. That's a Nutrisystem or one of those, you know. For me, I got to have some more of something anyway. Yeah, I was going to talk about I got some really terrible Valentine's jokes because we missed our Valentine Day show. That would have been last week today. And talking about a whole bunch of things, but I got the keyboard here. Even that's a... There we go. Maybe I'll just play, because I have gotten away from playing and gotten going on lots of different issues and stuff. And maybe I should just be playing, I don't know. Call in with your comments, your requests, whatever you feel like talking about, we can talk about that. The first song that popped into my head to do today was What Happened to the World We Knew, Where We Could Dream and Scheme and While the Time Away. Yester me, yester you, yesterday. I had a dream, so did you. Life was warm and love was true. Two kids who followed love through. Oh, yester fools, and now it seems yesterdreams were just a cruel and foolish game we used to play
yester me, yester you, yesterday. When I recall what we had, I feel lost and I feel sad. To get to follow love through, yester fools and now, now it seems those yester dreams were just a cruel and foolish game we used to play. Yester me, yester you, yeah, yesterday. Yester me, yester you, yeah, yesterday.
Wonder said so, and we believe it, man. If I have to, I will refer to my notes, and we can talk about something substantive or something silly like the Valentine's Day jokes. But is it Valentine Day or Valentine's Day? The Dave Letterman used to make fun of people who, when you were kids, you called it Valentine's. Valentine's Day. Remember that? Valentine's Day. But kids are you can forgive them because they don't know how to say it, things right. You know, they're just... I can remember all kinds of things I thought as a kid were actual words, or like in part the partridge in a pear tree in that 12 Days of Christmas song.
Yeah.
I always thought it was partridge in a pear tree. Partridge and a partridge in a pear tree. And I always thought, here's one, maybe you guys will, some of you might agree with me. When I was a kid, I thought dogs were the boys and girls, cats were the girls of the same species.
Oh, fun.
And I think it must have been because of Lady and the Tramp, you know? The dog, boy dog, and the, but they were boy and girl dogs. But I always thought the boys were the dogs and the girls were the kitties. I don't know why. But those are the things you think of when you're kids, you know, you just don't understand. So kids don't understand. What was that Will Smith song, Parents Just Don't Understand? No, it's the kids that don't understand. It's amazing how much smarter your parents get when you get out of the house and try to make a living and pay rent and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Although they, all of a sudden, everything they told you makes a little more sense, you know. I'm going to do a, this is kind of a, I might have to turn on the fan since how it doesn't matter anyway.
Feeling the heat,
it's,
yeah?
It's heat. I got the sweater on, you know. And I'm just going to put this on. I don't care if it makes noise. Say what you will. But here, this is a song about sunny places. If I can remember the words now. I'm thinking of that. What happened to the world we knew? That's, we just did that one. It goes like this. Never mind. I'll come back to that. How about this? I'm gonna try to provide you a little relief from this cold. Miserable, even though it's, I know it's melting out there, but it's still miserable. And that makes it even more miserable because it's, now it's sloppy too, you know. Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money and they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Takes him from the fire to the frying pan. On and on. Just keeps on trying, and he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Something blew up in here, man.
Pretty fun.
Poor old Jimmy sits alone in the moonlight, watches woman kiss another man. So he steals a ladder
takes the starch from the sky, turns off Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Well, it's the first time and the last time. Make me feel so bad. And if you know it, show it. Hold on tight, don't let us say goodnight. My toes in the sand. My woman left me for another man. But I don't care, I just dream in Satan. Toss up my heart and see where it lands. On and on, I just keep on trying. And I smile when I feel like crying. On and on, on.
I want to remember this song because it's really, really a good one. Because I'll start with the chorus and I'll remember the verses after I get started. It goes like this.
There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone. And my poor restless heart gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, I'm going to find me a place in the sun.
I guess it.
Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free. Moving on, moving on. Like an old dusty road, I grew weary from the load. Moving on, moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, and my poor restless heart gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, I'm going to find me a place in the sun.
Then Stevie Wonder, and he speaks. Yes, when times are bad and you're feeling sad, I want you to always remember,
there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, and my poor restless heart gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, I'm going to find me a place in the sun. I'm going to find me a place in the sun.
Yep. I left out part of it, but that's still a good song about warmth and sunshine. And is somebody on the phone?
Yes, yeah, Steve Haup.
Steve Haup is on the phone? Yeah. I'm playing his old keyboard. Hey, Steve, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Welcome back to the North.
I know. I got down and saw the big blue building in the downtown Sarasota there, where you were just a, a couple weeks ago, huh?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, we're glad you're back. We missed you and enjoy you being miserable with us in the cold.
You enjoy me being miserable. I like that, man. But anyway, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. I just, I guess I have always been really impressed by your abilities and talents, but...
Uh-oh. I got a feeling there's some insincerity there, don't you, Mike? There's a little bit insincere there.
Something's coming.
No, yeah, no, yeah. No. Oh, no. I mean it wholeheartedly. You're a great fan, a good musician and know-it-all.
Is this a request? I don't have any money. I can't loan you any money.
So now, what I want to know, Brian, is how can you remember all those lyrics?
You're making fun of me now because I just...
No, I'm not.
I forgot all the words. I just forgot all the words of that last song.
That was an old Eddie Arnold song.
No, it was a Stevie Wonder. But you know what? There's tricks to it. There are tricks to it.
What are they?
Well, if you really want to know, what I do is I... Here's how I learn a song. First of all, I'm learning songs that I kind of mostly know anyway. You know, it's harder for me to learn something cold that I've never heard before. But I'll put on the record... And I'll get a legal pad like this, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then I go, listen, as I'm listening to it, I'll write down the first word and the last word in every line, okay? Now, most songs are the same in their structure. And then you go the second line, third line, first and last word, okay? Then you put a bracket around that. That's the first verse, okay? Now you got a bracket down here. Four more lines, the second verse, first and last word, okay? Now the song's still playing. This is under 3 minutes to do this, right? Then you got the chorus, and that's, you know, first and last word. But, you know, I understand that I'm pretty familiar with this song anyway. So then you get the whole thing down, diagrammed like that. You got the whole song on this one page. Two verses, chorus, verse, then repeat chorus, most songs, you know? So now you go back.
And it's just the first and last
word, because if you have the rhyming words, you can usually construct the line that leads up to it. And sometimes you'll...
Okay.
But here's what you do then. This is a simple memorization trick. You go, turn off the record, and sing as much of it as you can based on what you've written down. So when if you get down to, you know, the fourth line and you can't remember how that goes, then you have to listen to it and then... Once you've been reminded yourself, you have to start at the top and keep on going, you know, till you stop again and you listen to it. It's a simple, you test yourself, just like in school. Testing is about helping you to remember the facts that you... But anyway, and then for a long time, Steve, I'll see that page in my mind when I'm doing that song,
okay.
You know, because it'll be filled in or whatever. And until you've done it 150 times, and then you don't need to see the page anymore. It just happens. But yeah, and I get to qualify things in answer to your question. This is very flattering of you to let me go through this. But at some point, most of these songs really meant something to me. So that's one of the other reasons that you remember them, you know?
Sure.
And
but it's almost a memory device where you have a certain degree of photographic memory where you can sort of visualize the page.
Yeah, but if the song is linear, the words are linear, they usually kind of tell a story. And if you can remember those rhyming words of the first couple songs, couple of lines, it'll key the rest of it for you. With the exception of like Neil Young, who will write a verse that has the lines don't have anything to do with the next line. You know, it's not like you can know what the next line is by what he's saying in the line before it, because they don't have any particular meaning. And I remember having trouble with some of that stuff. But that's nice of you to say, man. Thank you.
Well, no, the volume of stuff you can just pull out of thin air is just incredible. Well, not only to know all the words, but to know the chord structure and the melody and everything else you got to do is that.
You know what else I'm really good at, Steve? I can go.
What's that?
I can go. Yediva ulaida. The best. I'm probably the best at doing that. Gidu ra 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 You know, because people aren't really paying attention to every beat of every song. So.
Sounds like Pearl Jam.
Yeah, you can get Guajira. Yeah, that's my Pearl Jam impression. In melody, you know, pick a song. I can sing that in any melody that you want, you know.
And people back in the day, it was hard to understand what the words were anyhow.
So. Yeah, you can do that with every Stones song. You know,
you can make them. Then there's all those nonsense words like, Beatles come together.
Yeah.
You know the words to that?
Flat top and the Beatles and Paul McCartney in particular used to make up a lot of words. You know. And just for yeah, and he made I don't know if those are fake words or not, but I wrote a song kind of in the flavor of Paul McCartney, and what childhood. One of the parts was childhood days, plenteen days, walking around singing my song, or something, walking along singing my song. Childhood day, 15 years, plenteen years. That was the line. I made up a word, plenteen, to rhyme with 15. You know, but Paul McCartney gave you a license to do that, you know.
Yeah, well, I was thinking yester you, those are made up words too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're hyphenated, so I guess that excuses them. Yester you.
Anyhow, Brian, I'm so glad you're back. Just wanted to check in and say hi. And I always wondered how you managed to store so much stuff in that.
Island Jack tomorrow at the Brat House up there or not?
No. We got tomorrow off. It's next week. We're doing every other week, and we're at the Chalet Lanes on Saturdays from 6 to 9 every Saturday. So stop there, and we got other gigs coming up. I always enjoy seeing you at Sorrento's.
My old band, Island Jack, they kicked me out. I was in there for, I don't know, a number of years in all different... formations of it, but they kicked me out. So, but I do like to go and see him sometime.
I think you abandoned us. We never kick you out. We'll take you anytime, man.
All right, man. Well, you know, I saw Tom Lyons Sunday, and he didn't say anything about having us at the Crystal Grand anymore. So, maybe
they farmed all that out. They have a Madison booking agent and stuff. So,
we got to get in with somebody else now. All right, man. Thanks for calling. You made my show.
My pleasure, sir. See you soon, buddy.
See
ya.
Oh, made up words for songs, man. Yeah. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. That song and Obladi are a couple of examples of why the Beatles broke up, because John Lennon was heading into this period with all of his heroin addiction and the primal therapy and his artsy girlfriend, you know, Yoko Ono, but he didn't want to do anything fluffy. He wanted to do I want you so bad, babe. I want you so bad, it's driving me mad, it's driving me mad. You know, that was the John Lennon of the last couple of years of the Beatles, you know. And then he went into his first album of the year was, soon as you're born, they make you feel small, by giving you no time instead of it all, till you're so fucking crazy, you can't follow their rules. I mean, he didn't want to do Obladi or the old song, Michelle, ma belle, these hours sont les mons qui vont très bien ensemble. You know, that wasn't in John's vocabulary near the end of the Beatles. And it just made them not want to be together in the studio. John would record his songs kind of without Paul, and Paul would record his songs without John. And the other two were just kind of stuck in the middle of all that, you know. And Yoko was the very first of all the girlfriends to ever be even allowed into the studio at the same time as the rest of those. You know, the guys were actually playing these songs. And it was just all kinds of tension that didn't happen when they were four mop tops from Liverpool and really enjoying the stuff that went with their new fame, you know. Somebody on the phone, is this... Mike's got it. Mike's talking to him. Mike Brockefeld in the control room is screening your calls. So, is this somebody?
Oh, we got George on the
George? Line. Ha! We love it when George calls in. This is one of Mitch Henk's favorite callers, and occasionally he calls my show. Hello, George.
Hey, Brian.
How are you, man?
Well, what better now that you're back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet you really suffered while I was gone, huh?
Well, we missed you, man. I mean, it was like, what day is it? Now we're all messed up, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, for a while there, Mitch wasn't doing his regular times either. So I don't know if there wasn't any shows at all then or what was it. But anyway, how are you, man? What'd you do on Valentine's Day with that? What'd you do on Valentine's Day with that pretty wife of yours? Anything?
Let's see. We did something fun, but I think we went to my buddy Aaron Snug. You know, Jerry has Aaron's Irish.
Yeah, I do. Club. Yes, is that a buddy of yours?
Oh, he's a real good buddy. I wish you could. Well, I better not say anything on the air here because you're Sorrento's guy, and you've been there. And I love Sorrento's too, though.
Well, you know, I played it. I know Jerry. I played at the Aaron Snug in Reedsburg when it first opened.
Really?
Yeah, just one time, though. I'll tell you what the problem was off here sometime.
Okay. Well, but reason I wanted to call you first is welcome you back and visit with you because you're one of our favorite people. The other thing was that thing you wrote about the kitchen and stuff was so wonderful. And
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, thank you. That was something I wrote a few years ago, but I figured it was time to repost it. Talking about...
Oh, it was a few years ago, Brian?
Yeah, I had to go through and change my 8 years to 11 years. And I wrote it. I've been there 11 and a half years, George. I wrote that three years ago or so about life at Sorrento's, you know, the kind of people I work for, the kind of people I work with, and the quality of that... And the cleanliness of that kitchen and the quality of the food and the recipes is, I was just proud of it. Nobody asked me to write that.
Yeah.
I was just proud to be working there. It's that kind of place.
I understand. It's a quality place, though, but you represent that. You know it's a quality place by the way you are and out front. But when I come to your piano bar and the people there at the counter, at the bar, and the food is just to die for. Every appetizer... And the food and the people in there, it's just, who needs Vegas?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious, man, when you can just go up there on a Wednesday, is it Wednesday through Saturday, or you just
Thursday,
Sunday too?
No, Thursday through Sunday, Thursday through Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah. Sunday, at beautiful U.S. 30 drag strip in Chicagoland, Sunday. You know, we'll get your gift card in the mail to you as soon as I get home, man. For all the nice things.
You know me. You're the bomb. That's the bomb. Sorrento's and you and that whole place is just to die for. The cocktails are wonderful, and it's so warm and fuzzy, cozy feeling in there. It's classy. It drips class, and you're part of that, Brian.
Well, thanks, man. It's nice. It's like a 40 seat piano bar. If you haven't been there. Piano bars historically have been great social places where people can come in by themselves and sit there and meet somebody or not meet somebody, or you know. But there were great places to get a conversation going with somebody.
Well, you get a lot of people in there on pub crawls because Jerry was going to do a pub crawl in April with his big double decker London Dublin bus, you know, and we were thinking about where to go and stuff, and I thought, God, that's pretty far up the road, maybe.
Yeah.
But boy, that would be a great place for a pub crawl stop.
The answer to that is no. We don't get any. It's ours is kind of a destination place, George. You know, people are going there to get there. They don't stop by there on the way to someplace else. You know, and our clientele is, you know. It's 25 to 75, but the people that come to hear me are pretty much 45 to 65 kind of, you know, and it's, I don't know.
Well,
that
one night we
nobody
were
gets
though,
drunk. Nobody
Ryan.
Gets out of line, you know. So
no, that one night we were there, though, you had a wedding party there, and you let that girl play the harmonica, remember?
you have brought that up a couple times. I remember this girl coming back and saying something about me letting her play her, my harmonica, but I sure
don't. Oh, she was cuter than Dickens. I would have let her play my harmonica, too. She was gorgeous.
Well, I don't remember that, but
oh, it was great. It was just, you had it play right as part of the show. I
she
mean,
must have just
so smooth like butter. And then you got that young kid that's a good singer.
Oh yeah,
you back him sometime.
Yeah,
you know?
that's good. He's that is fun. But you know, she must have just grabbed my harmonica, George, because I would never let somebody play my harmonica that I've you know. unless I had a can of Lysol on the stage, you know, I would want to Lysol it before they played it because get my germs off of it, and I'd want to Lysol it after they played. I can't remember ever letting somebody play my harmonicas. So,
oh, I've let people play my harmonica, but I didn't know, Brian. It's terrible.
You got a? Do you have a big harmonica or a little harmonica?
Look at my hand.
I've never seen your hands. Are they big hands, little hands? Little hands. Did you remember, hey, George? Do you remember a group when we were kids called the Harmonicats?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they used to be a quartet of guys playing instrumental songs on harmonicas, and the littlest guy was in the front, and he had a harmonica about this big. You know, it was like looked like he was playing a Subway sub, or even maybe even bigger than. Bigger than that, you know, they played on all the variety shows, you know, Ed Sullivan occasionally and I don't know, Hollywood Showcase or whatever, you know, whatever that was. Yeah. And they played like barbershop quartet things on harmonicas, the Harmonicats. They were fun, huh?
Oh, yeah.
No, I guess they weren't that fun. I, you're kind of a sub.
No, they were good. Yeah. I'm watching you. I got watching you on the TV.
Yeah.
On the my computer screen. Now.
Did you like Lawrence Welk?
Oh, still watch Lawrence. I got them all recorded. I drink brandy and scotch.
Oh yeah.
Talk when. Oh, I make my grandkids watch him,
Brad. Well, I don't like the newer ones. I only like the ones with the. Remember Joe Feeney, the Irish tenor, and
you know he didn't have any classical training. That was all natural. His tenor voice.
He was incredible. And Larry Hooper. Larry Hooper played piano and had
guy.
The deep bass. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was low, and he played piano.
Oh,
and then he had Norma Simmer. Beautiful soprano.
Lady.
Oh yeah, champagne lady. And Joanne Castle. Do you know that name?
Oh, the piano.
Yeah, she played.
Piano
and she,
girl,
and
yeah.
She, the piano would just shake. Remember? You know, she would play that sucker so hard, and the big smile. She'd look at the camera and go, "You know, it was great. It was."
Brian. Yeah. She was a gorgeous hunk of woman.
Yeah, she was.
Oh my God!
And what a big smile! And you know,
when
my sister and I, just a little older than I, when we would go someplace with our parents on a Saturday night, we were allowed to stay up and watch Lawrence Welk, which came on right before Gunsmoke on Saturday nights. When I
could I tell you?
All
can
right.
I tell you a quick story?
Yeah,
I love, and I still have Lawrence Welk memories, and I love it because that was probably the only time when my folks weren't fighting at each other's necks. Was when Lawrence Welk was on, they'd be dancing and loving each other and everything like that. Otherwise, they fought a little more than you should, even though they stayed married 50-some years, but they were always cats and dogs.
They
you
took
know
the
me,
boxing
bro,
gloves
Lawrence
off for Lawrence Welk, huh? That's great. They took the boxing gloves off for Lawrence Welk, huh?
Oh, God, it just made me feel good.
Yeah.
I still remember them enjoying each other during Lawrence Welk, man.
You sound like a guy who knows his Lawrence Welk. Do you remember they had two big chart hits back in the 60s when I was a kid? Lawrence Welk's
Yellow
band.
Bird?
No.
Yellow Bird?
Maybe they did that one, too, but that's not one of them I'm thinking of.
Calypso?
No. Oh, you got it. You're onto it. Calcutta.
Calcutta.
That's It was an instrumental. And then the other one they had was Baby Elephant Walk.
Look at that singing with Brian.
I know. Da 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 da.
You know who was in that? Liz Taylor was in that movie.
What movie?
Elephant Walk.
No, there was no movie of Baby Elephant Walk.
Yeah, yeah, there was a movie. Yeah, I'm a member of TCM Backlot Club, and they have it on frequently. We get to vote for what Turner Classic Movies puts on. And, Elephant Walk with Liz Taylor, and it was about this guy built a thing right on the trail of where the elephants went through Africa. Yeah.
He built a thing, and Baby Elephant Walk was in an Elizabeth Taylor movie. Wow,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, let me Google it. If I'm wrong,
it's 1954.
Got it.
Mike already Googled it. 1954. What was the name of it, Mike?
Elephant Walk.
Elephant Walk?
Yeah, Liz Taylor.
See?
And that song was in there?
I don't know if the song was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that song was.
Well,
I'm just getting real technical.
I'm guessing the song wasn't in it because it's a goofy little song.
And when we come up next time and do requests, can you do more? My wife will just die.
What?
Because she doesn't care for Lawrence like I do. I'm
oh,
not
yeah.
the one, but I make our grandkids. Yeah. Can you do them when I'm up there?
Yeah. Da 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 da. Yeah, Calcutta and Baby Elephant Walk. You got it, man.
But Yellow Bird, they did too.
They did, huh? Yellow Bird, fly high in banana tree. Yellow Bird, you sit all alone like me. Did your lady friend fly the nest again? Make me feel so bad, make me feel so sad. You can fly away into the sky away. You're more lucky than me. Yellow Bird?
Oh, Brian, you could make anybody.
All right.
Yep. I was sad this morning because Billy Graham, who I love,
yeah.
and I watched all his crusades, passed away. And we need somebody like him in our country. He wasn't a Democrat. He wasn't Republican. He just loved Jesus. And he talked to all the presidents, up to President Obama.
Yeah, a lot of them.
From Harry Truman. And I loved him. And I loved him. And so I had a bad day, but now you make us happy today.
No, his kid is a nationally known pastor.
Yeah, Franklin Graham. Yeah, Franklin Graham, his son. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought, when I was a kid, I thought Billy Graham was right out of the Bible. I thought he was kind of maybe a Moses or a God.
Oh, they call him the Protestant Pope.
But I didn't know.
They call him the Protestant Pope, you know.
But I thought he was kind of more Republican than Democrat, didn't you think?
Well, Brian, now come on. Let's not get political.
Well, I mean, wasn't he?
Huh?
Wasn't he?
Huh?
Wasn't he more of a Republican than a Democrat?
Well, I hate to get political here because we're having a real nice chat, but I, in my opinion, that's the way most of the things fall if you're a Christian, although my other friends that are Democrat Christians will say, George, Jesus would have been a Democrat because he was socialist, you know, he wanted everybody to have everything. Yeah, but he didn't have anything, so Jesus couldn't give away anything because he didn't save any money. He didn't have anything. So you can get in big debates about it. We all love Jesus if you're a Democrat or Republican. But that's a big debate, right? I mean, he was socialist. He wanted everybody to have everything. And then, it's easier for a man with money to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man, or you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sooner than pass a camel through the eye of a needle than for a rich man.
What?
It's easier to pass a camel through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's the scripture. I understand. And you know who? We were down on Anna Maria Island last week in Florida, and you know who lived down there for a long time? Jim Baker from the PTL Club.
I belonged to Jim Baker. I was a member of his flock down in North Carolina.
You were, huh?
I know his stuff still. Yeah.
PTL Club.
Yeah. PTL Club. I got the books. I got everything. My parents weren't too happy that I was donating to them because they thought he was a ripoff from the start. But I didn't think so, and I loved Tammy. She'd cry and money, and her eyes would bleed on her face, or you know, the black stuff.
Oh,
And so I'd send him a little money, and then I was a member, and I wanted to go there. But then I found out that he wasn't too good a guy. He had gold doorknobs, or he was just ripping us off.
He was messing around with that Jessica Hahn, was it? Wasn't that her name, that messing around with that secretary of his? But, I mean, you can't hold...
But you know what? You know what, Brian? That's why my friends that get upset with Trump, well, I get upset with him too. He's not a real, but Jesus or God always has used flawed men.
Yeah.
I mean, those of you without sin cast the first stone.
Right, right.
And so the thing I voted for Trump was for the Supreme Court guy, and he got him in. Now, if they want to get rid of him, fine. He's done his job for me, Brian, you know?
Yeah.
And he does some wacky stuff, but what are you going to do, you know?
I get it. I get it completely. And I and you can have whoever in there, Christian, Jew, Democrat, whatever.
Oh, I prayed for President Obama, Brian. I prayed for President Obama every night when I said my prayers. I pray for our leaders, always have.
And if they can just keep that out of it and just do the job of the people, then they're okay by me, too. I'm with you, George. You know, and like you said, Jesus hung around with the sinners, not the rich folks, you know. And
that's exactly right. He did. You ever seen the movie A Sister Act with Whoopi and where she got that Catholic church going? And she got all the kids from the hood to come in, and they liked it because they did the music, and now that helped everybody instead of just living with the high hogs, the people that donate, you know.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm with you, George, and I appreciate you you calling in. You made my show. I mean, I came in here earlier today, and I was talking with Mitch, and he got me all fired up and negative, and I almost didn't want to even do the show. He's got computer troubles and this and that. So you've cheered me up big time, man.
Well, it's vice versa, buddy. You cheer us all up, man.
What do you want me to play for you, man? I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you can. Pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
My
clothes may all be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that really matters. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm praying for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Last verse. Must I forever be a beggar whose foolish dreams may not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. We have to remind people, if you're going to clap along with the song, don't forget about the 7-second delay or whatever it is. Because we heard you clapping along with the beginning of that song, George, and it was, I don't know, a second and a half delayed from the rest of the music.
I don't have any rhythm.
So it was intended. Okay, I got you. But anyway, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, buddy.
And we'll see you at Sorrento's one of these nights, man.
You bet, man.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to get you a gift card so you and your wife can have a few drinks on us because of all the nice things you said, man.
I just tell the truth, Brian. It's the bomb. You and that place are the best thing in central southern Wisconsin. I love it for a night out, man.
You meant to say the entire Midwest, didn't you? You said central and southern Wisconsin.
Country,
you,
yeah, the
you
world.
I know you meant the entire Midwest. I know you did.
Yeah.
See you, George. I'm going to sing you some more songs after you get off here. You made me love you. I didn't. You. Those are the kind of songs right there that they used to do on Lawrence Welk when I was a kid, you know. Like, I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. Doesn't that sound like old Lawrence Welk? I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romance in. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. And if it was Valentine's Day right now, this would be a perfect one for Valentine's Day. I'm in the mood for love. This is an old one here. Simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? Our little dream must fade. Bright as the stars we're under, while we are one, I'm not afraid. If there are clouds above and it must rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love. How did you let me go all this whole hour without a break, man?
It's pretty easy. Yeah. Now I got a call, so.
So I can't take a break now either.
No.
Who's on the phone?
Edwina.
Edwina? Is this Edwina McMahon?
This is Edwina.
Edwina McMahon, my laugh specialist. That's a technical term for in the show business. My laugh specialist. Give us a little bit of your dirty nasty laugh that you. Isn't that a dirty laugh? That's a dirty laugh right there. Listen,
I'm not dirty.
Oh, I know, but I said that the first minute I met you, right outside this building about 5 or 6 months ago. Remember, I said that's a dirty laugh right there.
Yes, I remember.
How are you, honey?
I'm great. I'm jealous that you were in the sunshine and I wasn't.
I wasn't there. And you know what? While we were there, it was nasty. I'm just trying to make you feel better about not being there. The whole time it was cold, gray, rainy, nasty the whole time.
You know, I saw a picture of you on the balcony, and I hate to dicker with you, but didn't look that way to me. And you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? You how was your Valentine's Day? What did you do special? Anything? Did you and your honey go do something, or what did you do? Okay, I don't want to paint you into a corner there. You know, I mean, I don't. But
I came home to cook dinner.
Oh well, Campbell's soup for one, or what did you have? Did you know the loneliest product on the shelf? You know, Campbell's soup for, you know, this means you're not going to get a date. Just have this Campbell's soup for one. Do you remember that product? You can buy birthday cake by the slice now. I mean, you don't even have to have anybody else around. Just get birthday cake by the slice. Is that lonely or what, huh?
Cheesecake. We'll go to cheesecake for birthday cake.
Well, good. And your sister had a good time?
Yeah, I believe she did, from the looks of it.
You didn't, you haven't talked to her?
Not about her trip.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you know, that show that you two were here was one of the highlights of my podcasting life, is when the two of you were sitting here, and we...
Well, we'll definitely have to do it again, won't we?
And we dubbed you Edwina because you were laughing like Ed McMahon at all the all the dumb things
that.
I said. Yeah.
Yep. What
Maybe can I
get his pay too, right?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Quit my day job.
Yeah.
Just be your sidekick. Right?
Yes, I'd have to pay you an enormous salary, I guess, to do it. But it would be a lot more fun here if you were here every week. I'll tell you that.
That would be awesome. Yep.
I have to
tell you that I really agree with George Hooter you just talking to, because I've been listening to your show, and I agree. You know, you introduced us to Sorrento's, and tell you, that is a fabulous place. And I did see your post on there too, and I thought it was something you just wrote.
Well,
and posted.
No, I did. See, if you read the whole thing, you would have said you would have seen at the top that I said it's time to repost this.
Oh, okay.
I've had a great run there, and I'm still so proud of that place and the people that work there. That I haven't said any nice things about it, so I just put that back up there, you know. So, So what can I want to sing you something as we're kind of closing up here. Hank is going to start his show any minute now. But what can I play for you, hon? I got the keyboard.
Something happy.
Something happy.
Nice. Something happy.
I got it. Nice to hear from you, Lori.
Thank you, Brian.
To be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Won't you let me give mine to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun shining through. 'Cause I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. I'm a very ordinary man, trying to work out life's happy plan, doing unto others as I'd like to have them doing unto me. If I see a very lonely soul, to be kind becomes my only goal, and I feel so much better when I tell them my philosophy. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Happy too. Happy too. Are you still there, Lori? Thank you, girl. I have on this show said a couple different times that this is the only song that Charlie Chaplin ever wrote, but I'm wrong. He wrote another one too, but smile though your heart is aching. You know this song. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Now, you probably all heard that. I thought that was the only one he'd ever written, but I researched a little bit, and he also wrote this one. He hadn't written hardly any songs, just a handful, and two of them are complete classics that have lasted for years. This one is, So love, this is my song. Here is a song, a serenade to you. The world cannot be wrong if in this world there's you. I care not what the world may say. Without your love, there is no day. So love, this is my song. Here is a song, a serenade to you. Charlie Chaplin. I mean, you don't think of him as a musician or a songwriter, but there you have it. Hey, it's Brian Beebe. Mike Brockenfeld in the control room. He's allowed me to talk for 59 and a half minutes straight instead of cutting in for those breaks, which I desperately needed tonight. But anyway, MadisonTalks.com. Stay tuned for Mitch Hank and all those nasty things I bought him. I said an hour ago, I take them all back. It wasn't true to begin with. And anyway, Monk's Bar and Grill all over Wisconsin and Sorrento's at the Wilderness. We'll see you again sometime soon.